This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Donald Trump's running mate, J.D. Vance, is set to introduce himself to the U.S. national audience on Wednesday night at the Republican National Convention, AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
The 39-year-old Ohio senator is a relative political unknown. North Carolina delegate Russ Ferguson says while Vance may not add much to the ticket,
he's substantive. I think he's picked for policy.
And his youth is a bonus.
He brings some energy to a ticket that is really two fairly elderly people running against each other.
Alternate New York delegate Edwin De La Cruz is sold on Vance's background.
He came basically from nothing and he built an empire.
And is living the American dream.
It's a success story. That success story can still happen here.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
U.S. prosecutors formally appealed on Wednesday a federal judge's decision to throw out the criminal case brought by special counsel Jack Smith accusing Donald Trump of illegally holding on to classified documents following the end of his presidency. Smith's office filed a notice indicating it would ask to revive the case and reverse Florida-based U.S. District Judge Eileen Cannon's ruling on Monday that Smith had been unlawfully appointed by Attorney General Merrick Garland. The U.S.-built military pier to carry humanitarian aid to Gaza will be dismantled and brought home, ending a mission that has been fraught with repeated weather and security problems that limited how much food and other supplies could get to starving Palestinians.
The pier has done exactly what we intended it to do and what the people of Gaza needed it to do, surge a very high volume of aid quickly.
Vice Admiral Brad Cooper, Deputy Commander at U.S. Central Command on Wednesday. This is VOA News. Wednesday, July 17th, marked 10 years since Malaysia Airlines Flight 17 was shot out of the sky in 2014 in eastern Ukraine. Families of the mostly Dutch victims marked the solemn 10-year anniversary at a ceremony near Amsterdam. VOA's Lori London reports.
Grieving families recited the names and ages Wednesday of all 298 passengers and crew that were killed in the crash. An international investigation found that the plane was shot down by a Russian missile fired by territory controlled by pro-Moscow separatists. It also concluded the missile was driven into Ukraine from a Russian military base and returned there after the plane was shot down. Moscow has repeatedly denied responsibility. Lori London, VOA News, Washington.
Germany plans to have its military aid to Ukraine next year, despite concerns that U.S. support for Kyiv could potentially diminish if Republican candidate Donald Trump returns to the White House. German aid to Ukraine will be cut to 4 billion euros or $4.35 billion in 2025 from around 8 billion euros in 2024, according to a draft of the 2025 budget seen by Reuters. Germany hopes Ukraine will be able to meet the bulk of its military needs with the $50 billion in loans from the proceeds of frozen Russian assets approved by the Group of Seven, and that funds earmarked for armaments will not be fully used. The head of the Hong Kong Journalists Association said she was fired by the Wall Street Journal on Wednesday after she refused demands from senior editors at the paper to sever ties with the organization and to not advocate for media freedoms. Reuters correspondent Freddie Joyner reports.
Selena Cheng, who covered China's automobile sector for the journal, was elected in June to be the trade union's new chairperson at a time of mounting pressure by authorities under a national security crackdown that has seen reporters arrested and liberal media outlets closed. The Hong Kong Journalists Association said in a statement that by pressuring employees not to take part in the trade union, the journal risks hastening the decline of what space for independent journalism remains. A spokesperson for Dow Jones, the journal's parent company, told Reuters it had made some personnel changes and restructuring decisions on Wednesday, but would not comment on specific individuals.
Reuters correspondent Freddie Joyner. China has halted new nuclear arms control talks with the United States, its foreign ministry said on Wednesday, in a protest of Washington's arms sales to the democratically governed island of Taiwan, which Beijing claims is its territory. I'm Joe Ramsey.